Welcome to the Vegan News, the show where we treat veganism as if it were normal. I'm Adam Kahanowitz, and I haven't seen you in a while. You could have called. We're going to break away from the news format a bit, just one more time today. I have a very special guest today, and I'm going to get to that in a bit. First, I want to tell you about this great app we have for you online at our website, vegan.fm/ivegan. It's kind of like a search engine for vegans. You can search any kind of product or alcohol or ingredient or recipe and just a whole bunch of stuff. If you got local restaurants and vegan venues in your area, you can add it to the search engine. It is wiki. It is a community-friendly search engine. And it is also an iPhone app. If you have an iPod Touch, an iPhone, or an iPad, you can download the iVegan app for free. Now, let's get right to it. My special guest is Elizabeth Collins. She has been running the New Zealand Vegan Podcast for billions and billions of years, has been very steady with it, keeping up with podcasts and commentary on various animal rights issues, and I'm very glad to have her today. How's it going, Liz?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, thanks for donning the headset and, you know, getting hooked up with us over the internet and all that sort of thing. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So, I'm a big fan of the New Zealand Vegan Podcast, but, I mean, audio podcasting is a lot of work. You know, I know myself. It requires a lot of technical knowledge and, you know, you have to buy all kinds of equipment and that sort of thing. I mean, how did you manage to get that up and running and still keep it going? You know, I know you don't. You're not a business or anything. Doesn't it cost a lot of money to do this sort of thing? How do you do that? And in two languages to boot.
Well, I was an audio. I was a sound engineer in New York, but that's really doesn't have much to do with podcasting. Podcasting is all about the internet and MP3s and all these kinds of things. I have learned enough about USB mics to know that this is the best way to do it with a headphone mic, which is why I have a headphone mic on. And you need to know, like for me, I taught myself and I just went through the internet and it was all very crazy because I'm used to working with analog. You know, it's a totally different world. The sound engineering that I'm used to is, it helps me with my editing skills when I have to edit down my podcast and things, but it's you need to know podcasting software. I happen to have GarageBand, and so I record into that, and you need to know about FeedBurner and stuff, and it's all online and Blogger and things, and it's all this internet stuff and this programming stuff, which I never learned. I was never good at. That had nothing to do with what you do as a sound engineer. With a sound engineer, you're dealing with, you know, mixing board and analog microphones and singers and things like that. So I had to learn everything from scratch, just like anybody else. I just happen to have an advantage in that I've got quick editing software. But if you do a good podcast, you shouldn't need to edit anyway. You just record it. And I make mistakes all the time. I forget to use the right mic because I have another USB mic, which is really bad quality. And I forget to switch because I get all excited when I have a guest on and I don't check my mic input. So I would say that anybody can do this. You just got to go out there and there's so much information. Just Google podcasting on the net. And so many people do podcasts nowadays. It's like very clearly indicated. It's totally user friendly. It's like the dummy's guide. I did the dummy's guide to podcasting and they say do this, and you don't have to know web program because I don't know any of that. It steps you through it. So anybody can do it. Anybody can do it.
So I've never been to New Zealand. I hear it's nice there and I've seen a lot of good vegan stuff coming out of that country. You got Sam Tucker's Food for Thought Radio podcast is coming out of there. Of course, there's your podcast and that sort of thing. Is it, I mean, if I came to New Zealand, is it vegan friendly over there? Do you get a lot of respect? Easy to live as a vegan in New Zealand?
New Zealand is a farming country and it's a very new concept here. And there's a very strict and very backward way of thinking about veganism. In fact, where in a lot of places in the country, the only image they have of vegans is Neil from the Young Ones. They really have no idea. They think that it's like foreign to them, alien to them. So it's a new thing, in my opinion, here. I mean, there are vegans here, and there is, like I say, in Auckland, it's probably different, but probably almost like maybe the American South and things like that would compare, maybe. But even there, I think it's a little more widespread. So it's a new thing, in my opinion, this ethical veganism, where people are speaking out and demanding this change in thinking. There's one vegan restaurant in the whole city of Auckland. And Auckland has, it's the biggest city in New Zealand. So that gives you an idea. And they just opened.
Did you go right from being an omnivore right to being like an abolitionist vegan, or was there something in between there?
No, not at all. In fact, well, almost, I guess. I was a vegetarian omni, so I was omnivore, and my diet was very mixed. I didn't eat most meat, you could just put it that way, and everything else was non-vegan. But I saw Earthlings, but I was already. The main thing that I really. When I start to look back and I look at the process, it was the vegan activism on the Earthlings forum that awakened me to the concept of ethical veganism. And they all promote Gary Francione on the Earthlings forum. So it was thanks to their work that I was introduced to Gary Francione and the abolitionist approach because of this film Earthlings. When you watch it and you've never seen anything like that before, I'd seen a couple of things that started to bother me. And when I went on the Earthlings forum before I even saw the film, it took me a long time to build up the courage to watch it. I already knew that it was going to be very difficult.
Okay, kind of a devil's advocate question here. Some of my viewers might be wondering why push for vegetarian education? Why not? Or I'm sorry, why push for vegan education? Why not just vegetarian education? I know a lot of people are doing the vegetarian education.
The reason is because vegetarianism does nothing to help animals, and it doesn't shift the property paradigm. So I want to abolish speciesism. I think what we're up against is speciesism, and I didn't come up with that on my own. I just happen to agree with it. And in my advocacy, and in my life, and in myself, that is what we are up against. Vegetarianism is just a slight alteration to an omnivorous diet. It has nothing to do with animal rights. And vegetarians, I was a vegetarian, quote unquote, for 11 years. Or, no, sorry, I get so bad with my years. 7 years or something like that. I was in New York, I was away from New Zealand for 11 years. That's why I said that number. But I was a vegetarian. I mean, I ate fish, seafood, all seafood. I wore leather. I didn't have a clue about animal testing. I thought that it didn't exist anymore. And so that's vegetarianism. A lot of people are vegetarian for ethical reasons and they think they're doing the right thing and everything, but then obviously they don't know.
You know, you really keep up with the work you do. I mean, there's like it's just podcast after podcast. I haven't seen a lot of lapses in your show. How do you keep yourself going? How do you come up with new ideas and that sort of thing?
The best thing that ever happened to me was going vegan, waking up to the truth and learning about the abolitionist approach, and then dedicating whatever time left I have on the earth. And if I live to be 105, it's not going to be enough to do everything I need to do or I want to do, so I'm going to do it every day. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, and it's wonderfully positive. There's nothing more fulfilling, in my opinion, than doing something you believe in with your heart and soul.
Can we get a sneak peek at any of the upcoming shows that you're doing coming up?
A sneak peek. Well, yes, actually. Normally I would say no, I don't know, but well, that's not true. It depends on the time of day. Sometimes it comes to me, but definitely I want to talk about this whole oh, these scientists who are coming out with these emotional lives of animals things. It's really been bothering me.
Well, look, I've got to let you go. Thank you so much for talking with us on our extremely expensive high-tech satellite equipment from NASA. It's been a delight talking to you.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show, and I love everything that you're doing, like I say, and keep it up, and thanks for having me.
All right, thanks a lot. Well, that's all the show we have for you today. Next time, I hope to return to the news format, and that means we're going to have some voicemails. If you have something that's on your mind, or just something to rant about, complain about, praise, inform, or anything you want to say, preferably related to veganism, please call us at 402-253-0401, and we will feature it if we like it. We will feature it in our voicemail section.